Guys, it's 12:45 p.m. on Tuesday, March 15. You're on kbcradio.com listening to Skate Valley, the show where we talk about all aspects of skateboarding in the 818. My name is Eva Quispe, and I am the host of your show. Today with us, we have Joseph Bella, an upcoming skater from the West Hills area. Thank you for being with us today, Joey. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
I go to El Camino. I'm 16. I've been skating for probably a good 5 years, but like, I remember as a kid, I've always wanted to, but my mom never let me. But like, so yeah, probably 5 years.
So does she not let you because no one else skates in your family, or is it more of a danger thing?
It was a danger thing for a long time. Like a lot of it was, she's still scared to this day. Like I come home bloody all the time, broken bones, all that. I've been through all that, but she still supports me through it all.
Even though you go through all that because of this sport that you love, what made you start skating? What makes you keep skating?
What made me start skating was, like, my neighbor skated. I always saw skaters on the street, and I thought, like, wow, that's, like, really cool. Like, they look really cool. They look like they know what they're doing. Like, I want to be a part of that. I want to be, like, get into that. So, like, my neighbor gave me a board, and I got into it through him pretty much.
So at what age was that?
Probably, like, 11, I think.
Where did you live at the time?
I lived in my house I currently live in West Hills.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you still have the same neighbors?
I still have the same neighbor, but he doesn't skate anymore. He moved away. I don't see him anymore, but...
Do you think your parents supporting you is a big part of this?
I think it is a big part, because, like, if my dad or my mom didn't want me to do it, I wouldn't do it, because, like, they have, like, a way to take it away from me. But they like that I like it. Like, they like that it gives me, like, motivation to do something.
So you say that you started skating with your neighbor, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So do your parents support you constantly about it, or is it more of a, you know, you can just go ahead and do it for fun?
No, I mean, like, they support me no matter what, but they don't like, I hurt myself a lot. Like,
right.
They support me, but they give me a lot of stuff for that.
Do you think that one of the reasons why they still support you is because you can balance out your time?
Oh, definitely. I mean, like, school's always first. School's definitely always first. And if I struggle in school, I get in trouble. I can't skateboard.
Do you think that's also one of the difficulties about skateboarding at a young age?
I mean, it's difficult, but it's possible. It's not insanely difficult.
Right. So how does a normal day play out?
I go to school, get through all that boring stuff. And then I go skate for probably a good 2 hours every day.
Nice. So do you say, like, skating's more of a lifestyle now more than a hobby?
I mean, for me it is. For certain people it's just a hobby, but, like, for me it's, like, all I ever do is I watch skate videos. I go skate with friends. Like, it's all skating for me. But for some people it's not. For me it is. It's a culture.
Now that you say friends, do you think friends are a big part of this that keep you going, or would you still do it without them being there?
I would still do it without friends. I still skate by myself.
Cool. Like, so you say that this is more of a culture to you. Do you think it's becoming more of a culture in the Valley now that more skating spots are opening?
It's still hard in the Valley. You still get in trouble a lot.
Yeah.
It's really frowned upon everywhere, I think. But you always meet a few people that really support it, and really, like, that's cool to see the people that do support it. But a lot of people still don't, and that makes it hard.
Besides being so young and being in high school at the same time that you're trying to come up on this sport that it's actually very frowned upon in the Valley especially, what are some of your biggest difficulties besides that?
Well, besides, like, getting kicked out everywhere, not being able anywhere, it's like, you still gotta be, like, good. You gotta find a place to practice, and it's hard to do that here.
So what are, you say that it's hard to practice. Do you think living in the Valley is a big difficulty to make it, like, get sponsored or something?
I mean, definitely not, because we got a new skate park, we got Lanark, we've had Pedlo, we got an indoor park. So, I mean, like, it's harder to get sponsored, I think, because, like, you're not with the spots. Like, you don't have, like, the spots you have in downtown LA and North Hollywood. Like, there's famous spots there that everybody goes to skate. But we don't have those. We have to, like, find a way to get there, and it's harder. But in a way, I think that we're more into it because like it's so hard.
Right. So, you know how you said that now it's like it's easier for you to become sponsored if you're always hanging in downtown LA because there's more famous spots and whatnot. What else do you take into account when you're like 16, want to get sponsored, but at the same time trying to balance out school with it?
I mean, balancing out school and like trying to get sponsored, like I'm trying to find a career in skateboarding. I don't know if it's going to be like I'm the one in front of the camera. I don't know if it's going to be like me being the like, but either way, skateboarding wise, like I gotten a job before at a place called Skate Lab. I do lessons. I give little kids lessons. I work like summer camps for them, and that's a good way to make money, like through skateboarding. And I'm still living the culture, but I'm not the one that's sponsored.
So you said that it's more of a you get jobs off skateboarding.
Yeah.
Do you consider them jobs though, or is it more like a passion to you now?
I mean, to me, it's awesome to be paid to do something you love.
Right.
And like I don't feel like I'm working any day. I show up to Skate Lab and do lessons or do any of that. Like it's just something I love to do.
How do you get in the mood to start skating?
I mean, for me, I'm always in the mood, but like I'll watch a skate video, maybe watch some like music to get used to it, and like I love it. I just want to go skate.
What are some of your favorite songs that will for sure inspire you to just keep going?
I have favorite songs, I don't know, but I love Xavier Wolfe, Suicide Boys. I love all this. Like it goes really hard. It's like it's not what usually people listen to, but it's what I listen to.
So would you say that along with the skateboarding culture and the trends that come with it, do you think music plays a big part or is it more of a personal choice?
I think it's a personal choice, definitely. Because like certain people, you can look at a video and it'll be put to like slow 80s music. And then you can look at another video that's put to like Black Sabbath and Suicidal Tendencies and like really hard metal. And like it's just personal what you like.
You know, due to social media, now that we're talking about videos, do you think filming has become a bigger part of skateboarding nowadays?
Definitely. For me, it's really like, I don't go to a park and get clips to like send to a company. I do it so I can show my friends on like Instagram and Twitter and all that.
Right. So do you usually get filmed every day or every time you go to skate, or is it more of a random day?
It's kind of random. Like every time I've planned filming, like it doesn't go well, I don't land what I want. But like when it's random, like you're usually getting a trick and you ask your friend, like you hold a hand of your phone, you're like, here, let's get this. And then you get it like right there. But you only do it for the homies. You don't do it to show companies. You don't.
Good. Yeah. Now that we're talking about filming with the homies and all that, do you think it's like more of a friendship thing, or do you still do it just because you want to see yourself progress?
I mean, it's cool to see, like, over the years, like, you look at an old video and you're like, wow, I really sucked. And then you look at a new one and you're like, wow, look how I've progressed. But it's also cool to show your friends and, like, even be a little full of yourself sometimes. Like, you're allowed to be hyped on yourself for getting tricks and stuff.
How long does it usually take you to land a trick?
It depends on a trick. I mean, like, you fall, you hurt yourself a lot, and like it takes a lot of like mental like to go at it again. Like you know you might just fall again, you know you might hurt yourself bad, but it's like you just keep going until you land it. Like there'd be days where I won't land the trick, and I'll come back the next day, won't land the trick, but then the third day I'll land the trick. It's just a lot of commitment. And
what are some of your favorite skate spots?
I really like skate parks. A lot of people frown like upon that. Like street skating is like what skating's supposed to be. But I love skate parks. I love Lanark. My favorite skate park is gotta be Skate Lab because they hooked me up. They really support what I do. But I mean like skate spots. I've been to the North Hollywood High School. They have a really nice stair set.
Now that you're talking about Lanark, I know that it is a new skate park that has just opened. Do you think we are lacking more skate parks, or do you think skateboarding should still stick to more of a street thing?
I mean, I think we should definitely have more skate parks because it helps. It helps get younger kids, and it's like a safer place to do it. Like, you're not going to get kicked out of a skate park. But I mean, like, I still think street is a big element of skateboarding, but we definitely need more parks everywhere.
So You did say that, you know, you're getting kicked out of everywhere. So do you think that, like, because of the lack of skate parks, that's a big element just for you guys getting in trouble, getting tickets, getting all this other stuff?
I think either way we're going to get tickets and get in trouble, because that's, like, that's what skaters do. They push the, like, they skate where they're not supposed to skate, like, but that's what makes it, like, you can skate anything, and that's supposed to be the point. Like, we shouldn't be able to, like, I get it, we're going to get stopped, like, but that's what skating is. Like, there's no, you can't put boundaries on it.
Do you feel like there's a shift happening in the Valley now to skating and opening new skate spots, or do you think it still has a long way to go?
I mean, I think it still has a long way to go, not with just, like, with, like, rules and, like, police and stuff, but with, like, people don't like us. Like, there's people that give us credit, but there's also people that don't like skaters, and, like, if they see a skater, like, they're not gonna be happy seeing him skate this public thing.
What do you think is one of the things that will make skating be at its highest in the Valley?
Lanark definitely, like, peaked it a little. Like, people come to Lanark now. Like, a lot of people go to Lanark. I think that's really helped the skating community. Like, more people started skating, too, because of Lanark. Like, their house is right next to it. They're going to go skate Lanark.
Do you think more, female skaters have been involved now due to, like, opening the park at Lanark, or is it just young kids in general?
I mean, female-wise, I've only seen, like, two girls. Like, I like it. I support it. I think it's, like, it's cool that they're doing that, but I haven't seen a lot. It's a lot of little kids, though.
What are some tips that you would give to little kids, since you do give lessons, right?
Yeah, I do give lessons.
So what are some tips that you give to them when they're just starting?
When they're just starting, I mean, like, I make sure that this is what they want to do, like, because you're gonna hurt yourself. It's like skating is hurting yourself, and it's like trial and error. And a lot of kids, they want to do it because they see all these, like, really, like, big tricks, but you got to start with the basics. And I teach the basics. I teach little kids.
So what do you think it takes? What are some elements that you need to have when you're just starting to skate?
It's a lot of commitment. It's a lot of, like, you got to put, like, a lot into skateboarding and not get a lot back. Like, it's hard to explain, but, like, when you're first starting skating, like, it's not, like, it wasn't serious for me at first. But it got serious to the point where, like, wow, I can maybe have a career in this. So I kept at it. You just have a lot of commitment.
Do you think more parents are starting to support little kids in the Valley, or do you think it's still more of a, you know, you can just do it for fun?
I mean, in the Valley-wise, like, all of my friends skate, and I think all their parents really support them. But, like, I've never met a parent that said, no, you can't skate, it's too dangerous, or...
So, who is, like, a skater that you would say that you like to get inspired by, or recreate his style, or just always keep up with them just to see what they're doing?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, I really get made fun of for... I really like the skater named Dylan Reeder. He's real stylish, and I've copied some aspects, but, like, it's kind of like you take from your favorite skater and you, like, shift it into your own, like, you mold it into your own thing, and then you, like, rock that, but you, like, you know you got it, like, originally from him. Like, Dylan Reeder, Austin Gillette, they're all, like, super stylish skaters.
What do you think is, like, one of the funniest things about skating? Like, when it comes to probably tricks or filming or just stuff that you can laugh at day to day?
Definitely the falls. Like, you fall hard, and you know it hurts in the moment, but you know you're going to look back and laugh at it later with everybody, like, especially when it's on video. Like, I own it. I love posting, like, when I fall hard, because it's funny. People think it's funny. It is funny.
So, the kids that you do teach, how long does it usually take for a kid to be 100% committed, or is it more of a, like, a one visit, I'm going to check it out?
I mean, I teach a few kids. I mean, I had a lot of, like, there's this one kid that returns, like, every week. And he's, like, he's really good. He's getting a lot better, and you could see the progression. But, like, most of the kids, they're just, like, they just want to try it, and they don't want to be alone. Like, their parents don't want them to try it alone. So, like, they pay me to, like, help them out around the park. But there's kids that, like, do lessons, and they just get better and better and better, and you can see, like, they're going to get really good when they're older.
Do you think you also pass on, as you're teaching them and you're giving them lessons, you pass on your own style?
Definitely. I try to, like, I mean, I'm not saying I try to change their style. I'm saying, like, I try to like show them what I think is cool and like what people think is cool. But it doesn't matter really what other people think is cool. It's what they like to do.
What do you think is one of the biggest things that you've gotten out of skateboarding?
Biggest thing? Well, it's, I don't know, like, how to explain it. The biggest thing has to be, like, just having skateboarding. Like, it changed my life in a way.
What's the biggest lesson so far?
Commit, never stop trying it, whatever.
Do you think that without skateboarding, you could have learned that at a younger age, or you would just not be aware of it right now?
I mean, it took me a while to learn even with skateboarding, but I mean, like, because of skateboarding, now I know. Like, I know, like, you can't just give up. Like, skateboarding, people don't get it, like, when you're trying hard for a trick and you fall. Like, they ask, like, why don't you just, like, don't try it again? But it's, like, a mental thing. You just got to get through it. It's, like, through everything in life. You just got to, like, push through it.
So, like, you do get paid for giving lessons, and you did say that you want to make a career out of this.
Yeah.
Would you like to still, or do you see yourself being involved in this 10 years from now?
Definitely. In a way. Maybe not, like, like I said, it would be great to get good enough to be, like, in a video and have people, like, idolize you as a skater. But, like, if I can't do that, I definitely want to, like, I want to sell skateboards. I want to make skateboards. I want to, like, I want to be a part of it. I want to still want to be a part of the culture either way.
How did you, like, start realizing that you're falling for it? Like, you're falling for, you're, like, you're falling in love for this sport?
I don't know. It just happened. I mean, I didn't even realize it until I realized, like, all I was doing was skating with friends and just skating in general.
So, what's one of the biggest shifts you've had in your life that, like, skateboarding has helped you through?
Shifts? Well, it definitely helped me, like, when I'm at my dad's house, say, like, there's a fight or whatever, I can just go skate. Like, it's always there for me. It's in a way, like, it's a way to escape everything. In a way, like, just not think about what's going on and just skate.
So, when you go out to skate, do you usually go out at a spot, or do you just like to cruise around sometimes?
I mean, every once in a while, I'll just, like, skate around the block a few times. I usually, like, every day after school, I go to Lanark for a certain amount of time. If I'm not feeling it, I go right back home. But, like, it doesn't even matter, really. I just skate to skate, even if it's not skating a spot or skating a park or just skating around the block. It's just being on the board.
And you giving lessons to little kids, what do you think is one of the very first tricks that everyone learns?
Ollie?
Was yeah, that definitely. Your first trick?
My first trick was probably Ollie. I don't really remember. It was a long time ago.
Does it usually take you like a couple of days to learn a trick, or do you ever get lucky and just like get it on the first try?
It depends, really. Like, I've gotten lucky and landed tricks, but it takes a lot of practice.
What are, like, your favorite tricks to do?
Favorite tricks? Tray flip. It's like a 360 kickflip. Heel flip. I can't kickflip for my life, so I don't do those. And pop shove it, really.
So you said that you still want to be involved in the culture if it's not, if you don't make a career out of it or you can't get super involved with it. What do you see yourself doing?
Definitely passing it on to my kids. Like, I want them to be a part of it. Because there's a lot of cool sides to skateboarding. I mean, everyone knows the bad sides, but there is a lot of cool sides that not a lot of people understand.
Could you tell us some of the cool sides?
Like, the cool sides. Like, you're hanging out with friends just to skate. Like, there's nothing, like, on your mind other than having fun and getting tricks. And then there's the bad side of, like the drugs, the people are mean to each other, like a lot of disrespect to like police, security. But like that's what a lot of people, like a lot of people only see that. They don't see any of the good stuff.
What do you think it needs to happen for other people to start seeing the good side of skateboarding?
I mean, a lot of people don't put out the effort to see the good side of skateboarding, and they only see the bad side. And, like, I mean, there's a lot of skate videos that just show a lot of fun people, like, interacting with each other. It's not even about how good the skating is. It's just about, like, how much of the good time they're having. And, like, they don't need to hurt. Like, skaters don't hurt other people just to hurt other people. Like, it just happened. Like, the whole property thing. Like, it's all, like, we don't mean to, like, break anything. It's just what we, it's, like, it's what skateboarding is.
Do you think still, like, even though it's been, like, years since the skating first made its way into the valley, do you think still, like, once you go back to certain skating spots, you get this, like, the thing called locals, like, just people just see you, like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of, like, there's parks like that where it's local, like Lanark. I mean, I consider myself a local because I go every day, but there's always the same group of 10 people that are always there, and it's always cool to see the same people. But we never look down upon people that are new.
What do you think needs to happen for people? Do you think people need to get more involved into skating for them to see what it's like and what's the good side about it? Or do you think skaters can somehow bring it out more?
I mean, I think it's going to be hard for a skater to show somebody, like, what they're doing is what they love, and it's like the sport is frowned upon. It's, like, hard for people to understand what they're really doing. I mean, like, even my mom doesn't get it, like, when I fall and I get back up and do it again. Or, like, when I'm skating a street park, I get kicked out and I go back. It's like, you know the rules, but you have to break them because that's what skating is, and people don't get that. And it's hard. It would be hard to show them.
So, since it's so hard to show them, do you think that the, like we said before, filming has become a big part of this so far? Do you think filming also helps getting the word out there, or just showing how people are having fun?
I think it works both ways, because certain skate videos just show all the bad sides, all the, like, all the disrespect, all the drugs, and then certain skate videos just show, like people having fun, like old dudes, young dudes, are just all having fun. So it's like skaters are doing it to themselves in a way, but they're also not.
Right. So it's not a whole, each, like, every single skater, but it's like some of them that do.
Yeah,
do
there's some that are bad and there's some that are good, along with everything. Like, there's bad people in everything and there's good people in everything. You can't like take, like, a whole group of people and stereotype them all into one group because you've had a bad experience or you've seen something. Or
do you think skating needs to be involved more with the maybe school systems? Because we do have a lot of, like, sports that used to be considered, you know, dangerous. Do you think you would want it to become a part of, like, a skate team for a school?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I know for a fact at Simi High, they have, you can do skateboarding for PE, and that's, like, a credit thing. I mean, that'd be really cool to have more places. They should do that at more places, but I think it's definitely a good idea to incorporate more into school.
So, when you're teaching young kids, what is, like, the one thing that you want them to get? Like, is it probably, like, a board, or do you guys supply the board?
They usually always have a board. I think that's usually how it starts, too, when their parents sign, like, call me or text me for a lesson. It's always, like, they got a board, and they want to skate. So, like, they usually always have the board.
Do you remember your first board?
Don't remember first. I thought I did for a second, but I don't. There's been so many.
Oh, okay. So, just one big tip that you would give to anyone that
anybody for skateboarding, it would have to be, like, just don't give up on the trick, no matter what it is. Like, just don't give up on skateboarding in general. Like, even if you don't want to skate anymore, like, it's just important that people know what skateboarding is, and if you don't want to skate, you should share it with everybody.
Got it, dude. If one of our listeners wants to contact you, where can they find your stuff?
Instagram, my name's Mini Boneless. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Joey Bella, spelled B-L-L-A.
Okay, cool. So thank you for being with us today, Joey. We really enjoyed your company. Now, make sure to check him out, guys. On that note, we're out of here. Once again, you are on kpcradio.com listening to Skate Valley with Eva Quispe as your host. Thank you for listening, and make sure to check back in next week. Let's push button,
baby. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. That was Eva Quispe on Skate Valley right here on kpcradio.com. Yeah, you're listening live, folks. So stay tuned. I think that's it for us today. Maybe we got something from Bob Lufrano. Maybe the wide world of Brahma Sports coming up next. I'm going to go out, run out and check and see if I can flag them down and see what we got going. So stay tuned. It's kpcradio.com.